A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Mem Aleph, Yevamos 41a, pagination is 81. We are about 8 lines from the bottom. A new Mishnah. Hayevama lotachlots velotis yabim. The Yevama should not do chalitza nor yibum. At sheyeshla shlosha chadoshim, until 3 months have elapsed. Just to review, the Yevama is the wife of the deceased brother, as we call him, a man who died without children. And there's a mitzvah of Yibam for a living brother to marry this widow and try to create a legacy for him. This Yevama should not do Yibam with the living brother, nor chalitza, the rejection ceremony in which the brother, the living brother, is showing that he doesn't want to do yibum. He shouldn't do yibum or chalitza until 3 months have elapsed from the passing of this deceased brother. Now, 3 months is calculated as 92 days inclusive, meaning including the day of the passing, including the day of the marriage. There should be 92 days in total, so that 90 days have elapsed between the passing day and the marriage day. And the function of this 3-month period clearly is to verify that she's not pregnant. Because if she is pregnant, we're dealing with a whole different picture. If she is pregnant from the deceased brother, that means the deceased brother does have a child, and Yibum is not called for, and therefore she remains an Eishes Ach, the wife of the brother, and is forbidden to the living brothers. So we need to wait the 3 months. That makes a lot of sense regarding Yibum. You don't want to live with this lady until you're positive that she's not pregnant. What about Chalitza? Why can't they do Chalitza earlier if it's so convenient? And if she turns out to be pregnant, she didn't need Chalitza and she could go marry anybody else without Chalitza. And if it turns out that she's not pregnant, so great, we did Chalitza because the husband died without children, so we did chalitza, and now she's free to go marry. Why not? Why can't you do chalitza earlier? So we saw on Lamed Hey Amid Beis 35b, a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, where Rabbi Yechanan indeed did not see it as a compelling prohibition, and Reish Lakish saw it as totally invalid. Reish Lakish says, Obein ein lo, he doesn't have a child, ayin, check into it. And even if he has a kind of child, the chalitza will be invalid. And if that child ends up with a miscarriage, then she ends up no child from the husband so that she could go free, and no valid chalitza because the chalitza was done while she was pregnant. And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, you can't do chalitza during these 3 months because it may very well be an invalid chalitza when she needs chalitza. On today's daf, the Gemara cites a reason, at least lechatchila, which would work for Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, and that is, kala ola liyibam ola lachalitza. Only a woman that's ready for Yibum is ready to do Chalitza, because there's supposed to be a choice where the Yavam says, either I do want to create a legacy for the brother, or I don't want to create a legacy for the brother. That choice is supposed to be in place, and if it's not, it's not the ideal time for Chalitza, and Rabbi Yechanan would learn that this statement of 3 months, as far as Yibum and Chalitza validity go, is only the proper way to go, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, a chalitza would actually be valid earlier. We mentioned that we paskin like Reish Lakish, and you have to wait the 3 months. The Mishnah continues with a very far-reaching extension of this idea. V'chein kol sha'or hanashim, all other women, lo yis'arsu, they're not allowed to get betrothed, which is just the kiddushin without doing chuppah, v'lo yinasu, and they're not allowed to marry full, ad shiyu lahen shlosha chadashim, until they have a full 3 months, echad besulos v'echad be'ulos, whether they were intimate with the first husband or not, echad gerushas v'echad almanos, whether she's divorced or whether she's widowed, echad nesuos v'echad arusos, regardless of what level of marriage, full marriage or just kiddushin with the first husband, all of these cases, a woman is not allowed to get remarried until she has this requisite 90 days, or as we phrase it, 92 days inclusive, before she's allowed to get married to the new husband. And this is referred to as havchana, which is to verify who is the father. We need to know who the father is for yichus generally, and very specifically, so that we shouldn't have a situation where a person doesn't know who their father is and could end up marrying a sister, Rachmana Litzlan, without realizing it. We need to know who the father is. And therefore, there's a very firm gezeira, a legislation, that a woman is not allowed to remarry until the period of havchana, these months, have elapsed. The Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch Siman Yud Gimel, in the beginning of the Siman, writes, Gezeiras Chachamim Hi, it's a very specific legislation of the rabbis, She'afilu ha'isha she'ena ru'uya leileid, even a woman who can't have children. She's a zakena, she's an elderly woman. She also has to wait the 3 month period. Even chavosh bevesu asurim, the husband was locked up. It doesn't change. Tzrichos lahamtin tzadi yom, she has to wait 90 days. The question that exists in today's time, quite often, is the question of, can we verify through a pregnancy test of some sort, some medical indication, maybe not the cheap pregnancy test done in the store, maybe it has to be very specially done, but ultimately, can medical knowledge bear on this halacha and allow her to get married earlier? The question, of course, is a case where she finally gets her get, and she has somebody she wants to marry, and they want to go together on a trip, and if she's married, she's going to be able to do it with him. And if she's not married, so then she can't go with him. It's going to be an impossible situation. So the poskim definitely deal with some of these cases where they were separated, the get was already written, different cases that are worthy of consideration. But in terms of the pregnancy test, it appears very clear that that type of medical knowledge would not bear on this halacha. And to really appreciate this, there's a machlokas regarding vestos. When a woman anticipates her period, she has an obligation to separate during those hours that she's anticipating her period by calculation, to separate from her husband from intimate activity. And the question is, if she knows she's pregnant, does she have to count vestos? So the halacha is that after 3 months, once it's clear that the pregnancy is there, so she doesn't have to keep vestos. But what happens if she knows she's pregnant from a test, and it's still before the 3 month mark? Is she obligated to keep vestos? This topic, whether it's a 3 month firm or we just need to clarify if she's pregnant. And it used to be the 3 months showing was the definitive way to know that she was pregnant. Which way is it? Is it a verification or is it a firm legislation? So generally we paskin it's a firm legislation, but at least by Vestas there is a dissenting opinion. If you have Rabbi Forst's Nida 2 volume green, it's on page 372, footnote 14 in volume 1. And he discusses it over there, whether it's a verification or a true legislation. In our case, however, the Mechaber was very clear. Gezeiras Chachomim hi. It's a legislation, even in cases where it doesn't make sense. She's a Zakena, she's an elderly woman. Even so, this is a legislation across the board, presumably because we need to have it in place for all women. Otherwise, every woman will say she's an exception. And therefore, it was definitively made across the board and barring very specific advanced halachic leniencies. But as a matter of course, a pregnancy test will not have any impact on the halacha we're being taught in this Mishnah, that indeed, kol sha'ar nashim, all women are required to wait shlosha chadashim, 3 months, before remarrying. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.